We're doing everything online these days. Weddings, funerals, schools, and more, learning about money. Joining us now to talk about a growing trend and to take us through how you can find the best course for getting better at your personal finances is Leslie Ann Scorgi. She has been, she's been around in this space for a while. Leslie Ann, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and to talk about this awesome and growing appetite for financial education. It's so great.
What's hilarious is you did not offer courses online prior to the pandemic. MeVest, your firm, had you actually saw people like in person. When did you know you were going to need to, cliche alert here, pivot?
So the pivot became extremely clear to me, like I think it did for so many business owners who were in an in-person model. Like for me, it was near to the end of last March where I had to take a breath and ask myself, is it time to take what I have been teaching and what I've bottled up into my business? Is it time to take this online? Because I don't know exactly how else to reach people. Certainly there's like Zoom and Google Chat and other ways you can offer in my business money coaching. But the other thing I have to share with you, Bruce, is at the beginning of the pandemic, when everything was breaking loose, people were losing jobs. In the course of 6 weeks, I received 18,000 messages via email, direct message, comments on posts, asking for help. And I, it was like around mid-April where I thought, Leslie Ann, you got to do something. You're a leader in this space. And for that, I'm so grateful that people even consider me that. But that's when I pivoted. That's when I said, well, why the heck not? I'm going to just try it out and see who shows up. And if they show up, are they coming with a full heart? Do they really want to learn about money? And the answer is yes, they do.
Yes, they do. So all that to say, you're not an objective observer of this phenomenon. You have skin in the game. And that's in fact why I want to have the conversation with you, because you know the market so well. Are there like 14,000 online money courses available right now? I've lost track.
There are thousands of them, and there's everything from basic budgeting, how to do that online, to how to invest, to how to get yourself into cryptocurrency, like you name it. Yeah. There's a course for everything. And that is definitely in response to this growing appetite. People want to learn about money. Like when the pandemic hit, we all were at home wondering, well, we can't spend any money, so I guess it's a good time to learn how to save money. Oh, wait, I don't actually know how to do that. So maybe I should look for some resources to help me. And then you go down the rabbit hole of looking for these courses, and there's just so many of them to choose from.
So I have audited one of your courses, and I know you as a human, so I have a sense of your style and your approach. But what do you think people should think about in determining which courses are a fit?
First and foremost, you have to ask yourself, why are you there and what do you actually need? So you probably do not want a one-size-fits-all money course, because this money is just too broad, too big a subject. So think about your most pressing needs. Are they to become a better budgeter? Or perhaps you want to be more empowered with your investment selections. Or still yet, you might not have any idea on how to establish a will or apply for insurance. So think about your most pressing needs. And I got to just call this out. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know when it comes to your needs too. So I would say, talk to a few others who've maybe who you admire as doing a good job with their finances, and ask them, where did you start? Like telling you exactly where to go, I would say a lot of people start with some basic budgeting and also debt management. And then they kind of graduate up to, how to save and invest more effectively.
You have long been an experimenter in trying different things, and you're very entrepreneurial in nature. What have you found works most effectively in delivering this material online? Are you synchronous? Are you asynchronous? Is it all about the chat? Do you pre-tape the videos? Tell us a bit about the pedagogy that you have found to be most effective.
So it has everything to do with knowing your market. So I know my market because I've had years to grow with them. And I also know where they are. So for me, it was absolutely a no-brainer to meet these wonderful people on Facebook. So that's where we get the greatest engagement. And we've used every kind of technology that Facebook offers to help with what we call social learning. So we've used things like groups and live videos. We've also used some pre-recorded videos. And you know, when you stitch this all together and you ask for feedback from people in your community, they'll tell you exactly how they want to learn. It's funny. You know, if you just ask, it's a no-brainer because they'll just say, I want it on Instagram. I want it on Facebook. I want it in a live. So honestly, I don't have, I look at my market as it's a combination of showing up live because their lives are live. So you want to be relevant. But there's also some fundamental things with any business that you can systematize to make, as a business owner, your life a little bit easier. So you can use some pre-recorded materials. You can use templates that you've already built. It's really about knowing your market. And then when you get up to that scale, if you will, which I'm grateful I was able to scale up fairly quickly, given the high demand with my courses, then you start looking at other technologies to help you deliver the education through learning platforms and reminder bots and you name it. There's just so much out there to really help improve the learning quality.
This is not a regulated industry. There are no standards. Yeah. what should someone look for in the due diligence on the financial educators themselves? It's the Wild West.
Like, I agree with you. I was just texting with one of my very best friends a few days ago about this particular issue, right? It's so unregulated. And you know this, like, anybody can make a claim that if they get out of debt, they've become some kind of expert. Anybody can actually call themselves a money coach or a financial counselor. So what I encourage people to do is actually look at your educator, go on their website, find out, you know, what kind of background do they have? You know, have they taken their securities courses? Have they taken their CFP? Are they a reputable source? Like, which media outlets have they published in? Are they an academic? You should be able to see their publications. So what you are looking for in an educator is somebody who speaks your language. Absolutely. So you love their posts on Instagram and Facebook. But then when it comes down to like the details, they actually have a background. And I'm going to give you like an example. It's something that my friend actually coached me on this weekend. She said, Leslie Ann, I think you should be a little bit louder and more clear. And so should the leaders in your space about your credentials. And, you know, I hadn't thought about that because you know this, Bruce, like, you and I have spent a lot of years in school learning this stuff, right? Like, we went to school to learn this stuff and have subsequently developed brands and reputations around it. But I think because the industry is getting crowded, there's an opportunity for educators to actually just be a bit more clear about, you know, where are your licenses? Did you work at a bank? Have you had any experience preparing plans for people? That kind of stuff.
I want to ask you one last question before we go. What does Money Boss cost, and what's the range for courses out there that people should expect?
Yeah. So Money Boss is actually our free group. So people come into Facebook and they join our free group Money Boss. From there, they can select either our wealth course, our Money Boss course, which is pretty basic finances, or they can select our Debt Crusher courses. So our costs on those range, I'm going to go in that same order, from about $1,000 to $2,000 down to $25 to $35 a month. So it depends on what you want to spend your money on.
Right.
And I will share that courses now on the wealth creation side of things, they start at about $2,000, depending on where you're investing and right. who you're investing with. They start about there, which if you think about it, and you would know this, like if you go to a financial planner and all you do is have a plan commissioned from them, you're going to, by the end of it, kind of be in the same price point for that. So you're dealing with like really understanding your courses, whether or not they speak to you and they can meet your needs. If they can't meet your needs, obviously don't buy it, because it's an investment. And that's the main point. You got to put some skin in the game to make money.
Your website is?
Mevest.ca.
Mevest.ca. Leslie Ann, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Bruce.
Leslie Ann Scorgi is the founder of Mevest, and we were talking about some of the online money courses out there. There are a ton, but please do your due diligence.